Welcome back, 349, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Oh, it's Wednesday. That means Charlie Hurt. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I read your column this morning, Social Security Reform. This is another stick-up. Nah, they wouldn't do that. Make us work longer and harder to get what we've already paid for, would they?
Isn't it great, Andy, the way they come up with the most amazing euphemisms for what they do around here, like, Social Security Reform, which is basically their way of saying that, okay, for 40 years now, we've been stealing your retirement from your retirement account and spending it on jogging shrimp and studies about fat lesbians, and now we've run out, so what we need to do is come up with a plan where you get less of your retirement money.
And you work harder.
You work longer and harder, and we're going to call it, Social Security Reform.
Yeah.
And finally, it's the one thing that that President Obama was able to find some middle ground with Republicans on, and he could sort of even any hint of you know, reining in any of these costs, of course, brings howls from President Obama's base, though.
Yeah. And do you notice that they're making the determination as to how much you should have in retirement? You know, how much you need versus others, and you may have to pay more into Social Security and Medicare because you're going to be better off in the long run than others?
Oh, man. It puts a total lie, not to, you know, safe planning and smart planning for your retirement, but a total lie to the federal government. The fact that first of all, you know, they take your wages as you earn them, and supposedly they're putting them away for us because we as workers cannot be trusted to sock away our own money for our own retirement. And yet it is they who have gone around and stolen all of this money out of what is supposed to be. Remember Al Gore's lockbox?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was right about that. We need a lockbox to keep these guys out of it.
Yeah.
And of course, this is exactly what President Bush tried to get at when he was talking about, I guess the Democrats called it, you know, privatizing Social Security,
yeah,
which only meant, no, it's not privatizing. It would have just kept politicians' fingers out of your account, but they just howled over it. And but now with this new thing where President Obama has floated the idea that he's even going to start going after private retirement accounts of people who have socked away too much money, more money than they need for a comfortable retirement. Wow, that is terrifying.
Yeah, it is, and this is not the first rumbling we've heard about taking a good hard look at 401ks and perhaps getting the government involved in shepherding that money for the people.
And you know, the thing, Andy, that makes me so livid about this is that I know so many people in this town who you know, they excoriated Bush for trying to privatize Social Security, and they talk about you know, everybody needing to pay into you know, more into this into Social Security, but what they fail to admit is that not a single one of those people plans to retire and rely on Social Security. They all have their own private accounts that they are going to rely upon. And to me, there's something really hypocritical about denouncing these private plans that people have, exactly because they know they can't trust the federal government and they cannot trust federal politicians not to take their money. They've augmented that with private plans, and now, you know, these people, they want to go after those accounts as well.
Yeah. I want to take in a couple of different directions if I can. Today's news, obviously the president presented his budget officially today. And, you know, one of the lines he used while speaking in the Rose Garden this morning was fascinating to me. I want you to hear it, Charlie.
There's not a lot of smoke and mirrors in here.
There's not a lot of smoke and mirrors in this budget, which means there are some, right?
Exactly. There are a few. They're just the perfect number of smoke and mirrors. But also, who says that? I mean, that's like, I mean, who says? Do you think maybe his ears were ringing or something?
Yeah.
And of course, the whole thing is smoke and mirrors. All we have gotten from this president for the past 4 years is smoke and mirrors when it comes to the to budget issues. And same with Congress for the past. I mean, this guy, this is the guy that 1 year, at least 1 year, it may have been 2 years, but at least 1 year, he floated a budget that was such a Led Zeppelin that he couldn't. Not only did the Senate reject it, he couldn't get a single vote, not a single vote from his own party in the Senate would actually support his budget. Yeah. At some point, you know, the guy's got to ask, you know, maybe I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, and this one's DOA. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
No, nobody's going to. Yeah. They may take a look at some of the things in it. Maybe that was the ultimate goal, just to have you know, Congress take a look at it. Although, if you believe Nancy Pelosi, nobody's reading anything anyway. So, you know.
Well, certainly I think that's the way she approaches this stuff. But, you know, I mean, literally for going on 4 years now, the Senate hasn't even been able to offer a budget.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really. I've kind of lost my ability to even be shocked or surprised.
Yeah,
by any of
no, it's true. All right, I want to take you to gun control for a minute. I know that Biden yesterday ruffled some feathers when he said, "We'll be embarrassed in the eyes of the world if the U.S. doesn't pass gun control legislation." I think it's funny that he even mentions that we can be embarrassed. How many times has he personally embarrassed the United States of America?
The rolling gaff machine himself is warning us not to embarrass ourselves. Wow, we have really hit rock bottom. But, you know, I love this whole proposal for gun control proposal that these guys are working on right now. You know, it's yet another shameless attempt by politicians to exploit the tenderest, smallest little victims of gun crimes. And what I think is most interesting, and it's the most devastating simple question to ask these people, and that is this: would any of this have prevented a single death at Newtown? And of course the answer is absolutely not.
That's right.
Adam Lanza's mother got those guns legally. She with total reckless disregard for the life of other people. She taught her son, who should not have been in possession of guns, should not have been taught to use guns. She taught her son to use guns and then left them for him to get his hands on. That is, it has nothing to do with this background check bill that these politicians are now patting themselves on the back over. And I just think that is such a disgrace to the families of Newtown and to those little voiceless victims of Newtown.
Yeah, and I did notice last night, I was watching all the network news and the different networks, and I didn't notice anyone screaming for X-Acto knife control legislation last night after the incident that occurred in Texas.
Yeah, and then of course, I saw today where a guy was at a cookout, had half of his ear lopped off in a machete attack.
Yeah.
None of that either. Maybe we could do background checks on machete sales.
Yeah, it's not going to mean a thing at the end of the day, except it'll be a trophy for those heading for the 2014 election, and they're using those people in Connecticut as props.
That's the disgrace of it, right there. That is the absolute disgrace. Is that they would use those little children as political pawns, and how it is that their base allows them to get away with that is just shocking to me.
Yep. All right. Well, Charlie, always good to talk to you. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. Social Security Reform. This is another stick-up. It's by Charlie Hurt, who writes the Washington Times Nuclear Option column. We'll talk again next week. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. 358, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.